Hello class. So today we will be talking about the management. First, we have the concept of scientific management. Scientific management is introduced to replace the traditional methods of management. Scientific management has discarded the traditional method of trial and error approach, rule of thumb of managing work and workers. Taylor studied and developed some basic principles of scientific management. As we all know, Taylor is the founder of the term scientific management. Taylor developed the theory of scientific management basically on these following factors. Number one, observation. Number two, experiments. Number three, measurement. So let's moving on to the principles of scientific management. First, we have sciences, not rule of thumb. Scientific management replaces working procedures and methods based on the rule of thumb. Scientific management is based on fact, experiment, and research. With the help of scientific management, the best way of doing work can be developed. Number two, harmony, not discord. Harmony refers to the unity of action, whereas discord refers to the different approaches. Taylor has developed on the relationship between management and employees. There should be proper understanding within the groups. Therefore, this principle tries to maintain good relationship between employers and employees. That provides the satisfaction to both the employers and employees. Number three, cooperation and individualization. Taylor has this principle as mental revolution. Management is the teamwork where all the members are directed towards the common goal. In the absence of the commitment and willingness for cooperation between the management and employee, both groups cannot change the objectives. Maximum output. Taylor has focused to increase in output. Management should introduce new tools and techniques to increase output. Because if the efficiency is increased, maximum output will be possible. Maximum production ensures more wages to the workers because of piece rate system of wages. Workers should be provided financial and other incentives for their higher contribution. Thus, maximum output will be possible only with the cooperation of workers and maximum utilization of available resources. Development of employees. Scientific management suggests to the development of employees by providing training seminar. It also focuses on the job description and job specification in order to place right person to the right job. Division of responsibility. According to Taylor, management should be responsible for planning the work, whereas the employees should be responsible for executing the plans. Therefore, scientific management has directed the responsibility of planning and executing the plans separately.